Good morning. You listen to FloraDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guests are Ralph Bowe, who's co-CEO with Bowe U of America, and Mike McAllister, Director of Marketing. Guys, how you doing?
Doing very well.
Great, Kemp.
Ralph, it's been a little while. I think it's been since March. I think I talked to you on your March of Dimes promotion, so it's good to catch up. Let's start out with just business conditions. We know that we're seeing a lot of energy in the builder market, and housing values are going up. Is that translating into some nice sales with Bowe U?
I think we're starting to see some improvement in business. It's not quite as robust as we'd like it to be, but certainly starting to move in the right direction. I think it's going to be a much better year this year than it was last year. Certainly on the commercial front, actually, we're seeing business a little more robust than it is on the residential side. Hospitality business has been strong. That is sold through our Aqua line. And our commercial tile business has grown very nicely this year, too. So that part's pretty stable in terms of its consistent growth. On the residential side, I still think when you look at the total market, the very low end is selling well. A lot of that going into apartments, property management.
Right.
And then the upper end at retail, I think, is doing pretty well.
Mm-hmm.
It's still the middle market that's a little sketchy. And when you go around the country, some areas are doing better than others. Some dealers within areas are doing better than other dealers. And I think it's the ones that have been more aggressive in going out looking for the business versus those who are waiting for the business that are doing better.
Yeah, I hear that a lot, and so you're very consistent with what I'm hearing from my other interviews. The people that are out there promoting themselves, their business is picking up, and yet you still have to talk the consumer into replacing their flooring. They'll come in and take a look and then sometimes say, well, we're still going to wait.
I think carpet's been on the floor a long time right now for many people, and,
right.
and they've deferred that purchase, which is something that is very deferrable. But I think also this advent of softer products has made a difference. There are a couple of dealers around the country who said that their business was up significantly, and they attribute it to the soft style product that they have on the floor today, that it's just much more sexy to the consumer and has a lot more appeal and maybe convincing them it's time to make a change.
Yeah, that leads me right into the main reason I wanted to call you. You did at Surfaces roll out a brand new line of soft nylon under the Indulgence brand. I remember I was very impressed with it. It's a ultra soft solution dyed nylon. And one of the neat things about this rollout, you know, a lot of mills, when they roll out these programs, they say, well, if you want to buy into this, you need to buy this huge rack. But the neat thing about this is that it's just 7 or 8 SKUs. It's got a small footprint as far as the display rack. And now you've got a consumer sweepstakes. I want to talk to you about that in a minute. But just while we talk about Indulgence, have you gotten some good distribution on that out there?
Absolutely have. I mean, it's probably been the best sampled line that we've had in a decade. And certainly that smaller footprint, more affordable fixture has been appealing to the retailers. They can place it anywhere in the store. And we have large blankets on there, which displays the product very well. I have the color line right on the back of the blanket, along with all the information and the benefits and warranties and room scenes and so on. So it's a handy little display. We just started shipping them in June. We still have a few on back order, but we're pretty much caught up to the orders that are in-house. So we thought it was very timely to have a promotion to kick it off and try to get the attention of the consumer.
Mm-hmm. That's the key point I want to point out is that you hear a lot about promotions out there, a lot of spiffs, you know, which are mostly trade promotions. And this is actually a consumer promotion. So I know there are laws in the United States that say that you can't act like a bribe. There's no purchase necessary. But the idea here is to get consumers to sign up. You're giving away an all expense paid trip to the Canyon Ranch in Tucson, Arizona, right?
You're right, though. I mean, there is no purchase necessary to participate in this as a consumer, but we hope that what it will do is give more recognition to the line. They also have to sign up for that sweepstake, and when they sign up, they get a $100 rebate coupon or Amex card that they can use against the purchase of the Indulgence line. It also gives us a record of who signed up for the sweepstake, which we then can take and refer to dealers in the local area so they can pursue the business.
Right. And people who are signing up for this, there's a place on your website, or to tell me a little bit more about that.
Sure. Mike, why don't you tell us?
Yeah, Kemp, it was interesting that you said that it looks like consumers are looking for kind of a call to action to buy, and we felt like this rebate coupon is our call to action because we kind of bring them in with the sweepstakes, and as you said, you know, by law, sweepstakes has got to be a no-purchase type of thing.
Right.
So we bring them in with the free sweepstakes. One lucky winner will win a trip or two, all expenses paid, to the Canyon Ranch Resort and Spa out in Tucson, Arizona. It's known worldwide as being one of the classiest operations that there is with a spa. That That includes their airfare and $700 resort credit for services for both people. And we also have 5 second place prizes of a $500 American Express gift card. So there's 6 chances for each consumer to win. We do let them register. They register on blissflooring.com. When they go on the site, they'll see a pop-up window that comes up about the indulgence promotion. They'll click on it to say, I'm going to register for the promotion. When they do register, they submit their registration information. Then they get the opportunity to download the coupon to use for the $100 American Express rebate. So they have to register for the sweepstakes to get the coupon, so we're getting them on both. And as Ralph said, we will, of course, capture that information and pass that along to dealers. And another great thing, we are not leaving the dealers out of this either, because we're having an identical prize package for lucky dealers, and it's based on purchases of indulgence from July 1st through the end of September. They can win the same trip for two, all expenses paid, and they can also win the same $500 American Express gift cards for selling indulgent styles.
Okay, so it's 2 separate programs that run at the same time, is that right?
Correct, and the consumer, all they have to do is buy 40 square yards or more of any indulgent style from the dealer, send us the proof of purchase information that we want, and we'll send them the $100 American Express card.
Okay, I got you. So this runs from July to September. I know you said that there was a website, blissflooring.com, and I guess you can also sign up. There's probably registrations at the retail outlet, isn't there?
Correct. We're doing POP on the indulgence display. So the indulgence display that you saw at Surfaces, we've got a POP banner on the left promoting the March of Dimes, which, of course, we've been doing for some time. And we've got a new POP banner on the right promoting the sweepstakes, with a big blue circle on there that says $100, because that's the way you get the consumer interested, is show them that they're going to save some money here. And they go on and do that, but we think by offering the same prize package to a dealer, of course, they'll be interested as well. Plus, we've still got our American Express dealer program that we've been running all year. So we're getting the dealer in a lot of ways. We wanted to use this manufacturer's rebate to get consumers interested and get them in the stores.
Okay. And you're continuing the effort that, I guess, Patricia Flavin started several years ago, where your whole Bliss marketing is tailored toward women.
Yeah, well, it's tailored towards women, but we're really going out for everybody. We want the women to be in there looking at it. We want to get the husband interested in saving $100.
Yeah.
But we're basically promoting it to the main decision maker on flooring products and for anything basically in the house, which is the woman.
And Bliss continues to be our brand name for retail.
Okay, guys. Well, I appreciate you spending time with us. Again, we've been talking about the Beaulieu sweepstake for a trip to Arizona, and we've been talking with Ralph Bow, who's co-CEO, and Mike McAllister, Director of Marketing, and you've been listening to Kempar and FloorDaily.net.